The French designer Gabrielle Coco Chanel invented the little black dress. She freed French ladies from their corsets and created a label and a perfume that remained chic almost 40 years after her death. A new film tells the little-known story of the young Chanel, the orphan and cabaret singer who became the toast of the fashion world. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
As an old woman describing her beginnings, Coco Chanel said, "I was able to start a high fashion shop because two gentlemen were outbidding each other over my hot little body."
Vous avez raison de choisir la simplicité, mademoiselle.
Ah bon, tu trouves?
In the film Coco Before Chanel, those two men, who will help make her an icon, talk about her as if she were property. But because of them, the penniless, canny Mademoiselle Coco, played by Audrey Tautou, becomes the famous, fabulous Chanel. The film begins in 1884. Coco is dumped at a dreary convent. Her mother is dead, her father disappears. Depressed, a wild child. In the convent orphanage, the girl will learn a skill that shapes her future.
She's going to learn how to sew.
Anne Fontaine wrote and directed Coco Before Chanel.
But at the beginning of her life, she sewed, but for her it's a boring activity.
All young girls sewed in those days. Coco wanted to be special, and she was, even then, in certain ways. Throughout the film, you see Tautou as Coco looking at things, and she examines them in a very special way.
Animal way, you know, it's physical. It's through the hands and through the eyes. She catches everything like that, you know.
At the convent, bored and miserable, Coco examined closely what the nuns wore.
Black and white, and every day, she looks at this black and white. It became the fetish colors of Chanel style, you know.
The colors she liked the best.
The best.
And yes. Really the signature of her style.
Yes, and the black, it was very revolutionary to put a dress in black, because black it was for the men or for the people who lost somebody, les veuves.
Widows.
Widows.
At 18, Coco gets a day job sewing for a tailor. At night, in the small town, she sings in cafes. She didn't have much of a voice, did she?
No, she's a bad singer. She sings in a very lower-class cabaret.
But in that seedy cabaret, Coco meets and then moves in with her first gentleman.
Vous pouvez essayer de dire quelque chose de gentil?
Je parle quand j'ai quelque chose à dire.
What was she to him? Was she his mistress, his lover, a courtesan, a whore?
If you don't want to say a too much violent word, you say courtesan. And if you want to be more aggressive, you say whore.
She was aggressive, ambitious, and poor. Her options were limited. That first man, a polo-playing playboy, introduces her to gentleman number two. Arthur Boy Capel, another polo player, tall, dark, handsome, the love of her life. Boy takes her to the sea at Deauville.
Regarde-les avec leur meringue sur la tête.
And she looks at all these women on the beach. She says that she's like in a pastry shop.
In a pastry shop.
Pastry shop, because they are with these hats, and it seems that she have cakes on her heads, you know. Very long skirts, corsets, you can't be free.
Coco begins getting rid of all the clutter. She grabs her boyfriend's sweaters or trousers or jackets and cuts them down to her own slim and flat-chested proportions. She dresses simply in spare colors.
And after that, the other women looks at her and say, "Oh, it's so beautiful, chic."
They want to look like that, like a new woman, free. They ask Coco to make their clothes, and they begin to buy her clean-cut, simple hats and jackets and dresses. Those wealthy women help Coco become Chanel, just as her gentleman friends do. So here she gets these two wealthy men, and loads of others after them. What was her secret, Anne Fontaine? Was it sex? Enormous charm? Was she so smart? She sure wasn't a beauty.
Of course she was smart, but the charisma she has, it was a very free personality. She was not afraid of nothing. It's not beauty. It's something stronger than beauty.
Gabrielle Coco Chanel was a survivor, and it showed. She survived abandonment, abject poverty, the loss in a car crash of her true love.
All her life, it's a success, of course, a successful story, but also with tragedy always underneath. And that makes the life, the personality, and her talent very interesting because it's not only a success story.
The film Coco Before Chanel ends with the 30-something designer on the brink of fame and fortune. By the time she died at the age of 87 in 1971, Coco Chanel was a legend who made clothes you could easily wear tomorrow if you could afford them. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Coco Before Chanel opens next Friday in New York and Los Angeles, and next month in theaters around the country. To see clips from the film and read reviews of other new movies, go to npr.org. And you'll also find more about Chanel's designs, including that iconic little black dress. Morning Edition is directed by Van Williamson and Vince Pearson. The production staff includes Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Asma Khalid, Steve Monroe, Emily Oxenschlager, Joel Riddle, and Eamon Malone, with Ben Berkman and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West and Nicole Beemsterboer in Houston. The executive producer of Morning Edition is Madalika Sikka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Houston.